Better late than never when it comes to a Tuesday's tool.
Yeah, we're a little late on it, but we'll do it right now. Do we have a tool for today?
We do, and what do I love when it comes to searching for tools? It makes my job easy.
Bridezilla's.
And I have one.
All right. By the way, we have Chief Cooper. He's going to join in on the toolness right now. You good, Bobby?
I'm good.
All right, he's Louisville's fire chief.
It's usually easy to say that the tool is the bride, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, but usually that's true.
Is it in this case? Okay, we all know that wearing white to a wedding is a no-no, but one bride sparked a big debate online after she edited her photos to change the color of the dress her sister-in-law wore to the wedding. She explains to Where Else But Reddit that her sister-in-law wore a dress with a white top and black bottom, and while she didn't make a big deal about it at the time, she had some concerns when the photos came back. She said that in certain photos, the white top made her sister-in-law pop out. So she asked the photographer to edit the photos to make her top gray.
Oh, boy.
Which they did. The problem came when the sister-in-law saw the pictures. She was upset and asked if the photographer could send her the originals. But when the bride asked, she found out it would be extra and told the sister-in-law she'd have to pay for that. Well, that became an issue because the bride says the sister-in-law started talking crap about me behind my back.
Uh-oh.
And when asked why she cared so much, the sister-in-law said it was because she really looks good in white, noting she specifically bought the outfit for the wedding so she'd look good in pictures.
Oh, boy.
She's also accused the bride of being insecure. The bride is wondering if she is in the wrong.
Chief Cooper, do you have any thoughts on this?
Bride's always right.
Yeah, bride's always right. It's her wedding. The sister-in-law needs to sit down and shut up. And who cares? Why are you putting a picture of your sister-in-law's wedding photo up in your house?
No kidding.
Yeah. Why do you care? It's not your picture.
It's not your wedding.
And I don't understand. Right. I don't understand how she even saw him. I would just print it out and put it up in my house. And if she doesn't like it, go, this is my house and my picture. I changed the color of your skirt. Why are you weirding out?
Jeez.
I mean, come on.
Women, am I right?
Right. But sometimes it's like that to where they control it down to the littlest bit. And sometimes, look, I always tell the story of Bobby Petrino when I came in for a press conference and I parked the station van 1 inch on the grass.
Ooh.
And I got about 20 yards from the car and my phone is blowing up and it's the SID. And he goes, dude, move the van. And I said, I'm sorry, what? He goes, move the van. And I was like, why am I moving the van? They're like, you parked in the grass. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And when I turned around and I looked at the car, it was 1 inch in the grass.
Oh, my.
Those type of people and coaches, they can't see anything, but this is the rules and this is what you're
going to
do.
And a lot of them are very successful.
It's part of it. And one person that's not like that is Bobby Cooper, chief at Louisville.
He follows rules.
Yeah, major, dude. You're going to get me in trouble calling me chief. I'm a major.
I'm sorry, major. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that. I see Mr. Cooper all the time at our climb for the elevate out at the stadium. You did not win.
I couldn't participate
this
year.
So you didn't win it.
No, I didn't.
No.
One of the nuts?
No, one of the brothers won. So there's two nut brothers, and Dave usually wins it, and then Michael won it this year. So
two nut brothers?
The nut brothers.
Yeah. Look, they're amazing.
So Michael Nutt is...
Of course there's two of them.
He's 52, and he takes his shirt off. He's running in jeans, by the way. Like, he was like, you know what? I guess I'll run it. And he runs it, and the UofL cheerleaders were there. And when this 52-year-old rips his shirt off, the girls, I was down on the field, the girls were like, oh, my.
oh my.
And I was like, damn, Michael. Yeah. All right, Mr. Cooper is here for a reason. It's Thanksgiving, Dave. And people, good people, do stupid things sometimes.
They make mistakes.
So let's talk about some of the mistakes that people make, because he just told me, Dave, that this is their busiest time. Is that true to say?
Yes, sir.
Let me guess. Tossing still frozen turkeys into hot oil.
So still frozen turkeys into hot oil is a very bad idea with too much oil in the fryer. But really, that's not the majority of the stuff that we see. We just see a ton of kitchen fires on Thanksgiving Day. Mm. And leading up to Thanksgiving, Tony, like you and I were just talking, you've got people cooking all kinds of stuff. They've got the oven going. They've got the microwave going. They've got the stovetop going. Meantime, they've got kids running around the house. They've got guests that they're entertaining. So people stop paying attention to what they're cooking. It's the busiest day of the year for cooking fires. Cooking fires is the leading cause of fatalities in structure fires. So we see an uptick in structure fires along with those unfortunate fatalities. So, you know, pay attention, prepare, have a plan for your cooking and for your guests. Practice. If you're having guests over, make sure that your guests, and particularly their kids, know an exit plan for the home. If the home does catch on fire, make sure that you're checking smoke detectors. Mm-hmm. If you're going to stay at somebody's house, make sure that you know two ways out of the house, two ways out of every room. I'm weird because I'm a firefighter.
Yes.
But like when my kids go spend the night at somebody's house, you can ask their friends, parents, I check their smoke detectors. So, right. So nothing wrong with doing that if you're a guest in somebody's house.
Before you can go there, I need a blueprint of the house. We're going to go over our exit strategy.
Yeah, I embarrass my wife and my kids quite a bit. But also, look, pay attention. So pay attention to the food that you're cooking.
Yeah.
We see a lot of times around the holidays where people become intoxicated. They fall asleep while they're cooking food. Yeah, they're tired.
Yeah. You mean pass out.
Right. But again, like you've got all kinds of people who cook all the time. They just don't cook in this capacity.
Yeah, so what he's saying is a lot of times, so let's because I had a home where the wiring was perfect except for 2 days a year, Christmas and Thanksgiving, because I had all four burners going up top. Mm-hmm. The oven was going, had an air fryer, the toaster thing was going on, and I had a griddle plugged in. So all of that is going on at one time, right? And so the electrician comes over. It was Allen Electric. He came over and he goes, look, dude, he goes, your house is perfectly fine. 360, whatever, 3 days a year is fine. Those two or three extra days, you got to redo your whole wiring for it. So right. I spent a lot of money for 2 days a year.
Or don't host.
But he mm-hmm. looked at me and said, no, we can't let this stand. You have to upgrade.
Right.
There's laws.
and let's also, so the electric part is huge, right? But also what you just described is a lot of chaos. There's a lot of wires. There's a lot of hot things going on. And again, back to kids. You've got kids in the house who are running around. Mm-hmm. So you've probably got pets running around, cats, dogs. So when you have those burners that you don't typically use, that you pull out once or twice a year, you've got crock pots that are out, mm-hmm. making sure that they're tucked away. If you are cooking on a stovetop, try to cook on the back stovetop. Mm-hmm. Turn the handles away so kids can't walk by and hit it. We see a lot of scalds this time of year, a lot of burns. First, second degree burns from kids getting scalded or adults who are cooking getting scalded as well. So having a plan in place where if that does happen, how are you going to take care of it? So a first aid kit, knowing what to do if you have a minor burn, you know, hot or cold water over it, a cold compress over it, not popping blisters, things like that. Also, you know, freshen up on first aid, Heimlich maneuver, things like that.
Oh, yeah, the first aid kit.
Yeah.
For sure.
We see all kinds of emergencies, not just fires. I think you all were talking earlier about the night before Thanksgiving party. Mm-hmm. Night
yes.
for a lot of the high school, college kids that are coming in town. You know, be safe. You know, take it. Don't drink and drive. Be careful if you're out partying. But again, the majority of the stuff that we see is fires. So just pay attention.
Let me give you the scenario. We're out on the back deck. I put too much of the grease in. My uncle didn't ask, but he saw the turkey was on its little thing, and he goes, "Oh, I'll just put it in for Tony." He throws it in there. I go, wait. And it dumps over the side onto my wooden deck. It catches the wooden deck on fire. What do I do at that moment?
So hopefully you've planned. So again, we need to have a plan.
No, I'm not going to do.
So you should. Dave. Dave's blowing it out. Add an air to it. Don't do that, Dave. So have an extinguisher close by.
Okay.
So again, you can go to Home Depot, Lowe's, Kroger even sells them now. Those small extinguishers that you can have in your kitchen. You can even buy bigger ones to have.
They're tiny.
They're just, so small, and you can keep them in a cabinet. They're not going to make your kitchen look bad. Anything like that. So have an extinguisher close by. Don't throw water on it. A lot of people think
don't turn the hose on it.
No, don't turn the hose
on it.
That's
going to spread the fire.
Right. Have an extinguisher close by so that you can put that out. Again, but beforehand. So if you're going to be frying that turkey, making sure that you're filling the pot up with water before you put oil in it, and then placing the turkey in it to see how high that liquid goes.
Okay.
And then marking that for when you put the turkey in the oil so that it's not going to overflow. Also making sure that the turkey's completely thawed, that it's not wet when you put that in, because that also makes it start spattering and catching on fire. But look, keep it 10 feet away from your home, from any kind of overhang. Don't do it in your garage. Make sure that, you know, a flat driveway with a concrete or asphalt ground. If it does tip over or flow over, it's not going to catch anything like a wooden deck on fire or anything like that. Just having a plan in place, preparing, practicing, and just paying attention again.
Nobody's ever done that indoors, right?
Oh, you wouldn't believe the stuff that we see indoors. I mean... We and not I say garage, but you know, like they've you hear about right. it happening inside. Yeah. We've seen people using charcoal grills inside homes. No. But you know, with all of this being said, and there's so many hazards out there. And if you're a firefighter or a first responder, you know they call you a helicopter parent, or we call it hypervigilant is the way to put it. Now, just because we see so much stuff, but really the most important thing is make sure that you have working smoke detectors in your home. The technology today, they pick up on incipient fires so quickly. If you can have them interconnected, where if one goes off in the basement, you're hearing it on the third or the second floor, wherever you might be. But having those working smoke detectors so that you're alerted early and you can get your family out of the home. Also working carbon monoxide detectors and checking those once a month. We see all kinds of stuff this time of year, though.
Now there's something else, and I forgot what she threw on it, but I guess we had a piece of pizza or something in the oven. Well, it caught fire. So it's this tiny little flame. And my wife thought, oh, let me throw baking soda on it. It was either baking soda or flour or something. Right. And that was the wrong idea. I forgot which one it is. Which one can't you throw on a
flour.
Fire?
Flour, yeah. Baking soda is what they say to use to smother it out. But all you really need to do in any kind of situation, and if it's an oven, turn off the oven, close the door.
It.
Yes. And if you feel like, call 911.
Yes.
And then if you feel like you're in danger, if the fire is going to spread, get out of the home.
Yes.
Make sure that you're getting your family out of the home. But make sure that you leave that oven door closed and that you've turned it off. Same thing with a stovetop. If you're, you know, if you've got a hot top going and a pan catches on fire, just placing a top on top of that pan, turning off the heat, and walking away from it.
Yeah.
But again, if you have a simple, you know, fire extinguisher, you can easily put it out.
That look. Will,
so no flour.
No. Flour makes it worse. Is baking soda will work? A wet towel? No, not a wet towel.
Smothering.
There's your water thing.
So all you need to do is take the oxygen away from it. So putting a top on it, not letting air, don't blow on it again, but just making sure that you're putting a top on it, that you're smothering it, you're taking away the air, and you're turning off that heat will take care of it. But again, if you need to get out of the home, get out of the home.
Yes.
Make sure that you call 911.
Yes.
The science of fire, people don't realize how important air is and how much it makes it spread.
Yes.
So just like putting a top on, if you do leave your home, or if you leave a room that's caught on fire, shutting the door behind you, because you wouldn't believe how much that inhibits the growth of the fire.
Correct. Yeah.
So
it sometimes puts it out.
It does.
Yeah.
But yet I blow out a candle and it blows out.
Oh.
Why is that? Why doesn't it turn into a massive inferno?
Shut up. So it's all fascinating. And here's the great thing about the smoke detectors now is that they're 10-year lithium batteries. You can't even change the batteries on them anymore. You just unclick and go get a new one and click it back in. That's it. That's the great thing about them. We have them all over our house because it's too simple. It's $10 and it's 10 years.
It's $10. It's 10 years. Here's the beauty of it too, is if you don't have a smoke detector, or you need a new working smoke detector, call Metro 311. Give them their your address, and we'll come out.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, my God.
We'll come out, and we'll put up a smoke detector for free.
All right.
And we'll do a fire safety assessment.
You do that, I'll give you some sweet potato casserole. Is that all right? How your oldest daughter at Holy Trinity?
I have three daughters at Holy Trinity. One getting in eighth grade, who's getting ready to take the placement test, moving on to high school. I have a fifth grader and a second grader.
Life moves fast.
Three beautiful daughters. Oh, it's moving too quick.
I love it.
Yeah. We love it. It's fun.
You're getting really into the really expensive time. So let's get to, you're going to go from major to chief. You're going to make that happen.
You're going to have to.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Bobby Cooper, you're the best, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
All right, see you, man. All right, short break. We'll come back. We just talked about Al Electric coming over to my house that time 15, 20 years ago and saying, no, you know, you're good for most days of the year, but except for the big days that you have the holidays. So, but we still have to upgrade it because it's code. It's not code. Al Electric is, they're experts at that. They are master electricians. They are licensed electricians. These guys know what code is. If you are going to hire somebody that's added electrical work to what they do, you're not sure those folks are up on the code. Out Electric definitely is, and it'll keep your family safe. Out Electric, 636-HELP is the phone number. And they're now your, if you bought an electric car and you need that charging station, they're now your experts to install that in your home. Back after this, keep it where you got it. News Radio 840 WHAS.
WHAS.
Sound is so familiar for me.
One of Duran Duran's first hits, Duran Duran.
It is time, before Dave and I partake in our office Thanksgiving potluck.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what did you bring?
A charcuterie board from Lots of Pasta with gourmet meats and cheeses and crackers.
Cool. I brought a kale, apple, and squash salad.
I mean,
yeah, it's delicious, Dave.
I don't get the kale thing.
Depending on the salad dressing, you're fine.
Gotcha. Yeah. So here's where we try to show our ignorance when it comes to all things pop culture. Willful ignorance, by the way, on our part.
Yeah.
A lot of kids.
Yeah, there's some pop things we don't get, but we're going to try to learn more.
This is click it or skip it. You tell me if I click on it so we learn more about it or blow it off.
Yeah, here we go.
Headline, the Chris Lees sentenced on tax fraud charges.
Yes, click it. These are the two weird, what are they?
I don't know how they ever got a show.
Right.
Just because he's a quirky dude, here's a show.
This is the interior decorator people or what?
I have no idea what they did. I never watched it. I saw the annoying commercials.
There's a million of these shows. I know the other couple, the dark-haired couple that I think operate out of Texas, they have a thing in Target. I mean, you can buy their stuff at Target.
Oh, so. Joanne and Chip.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Why do I know that? Well, that's home improvement stuff.
Right, what happened to this couple here?
Okay, sure, they once lived a glitzy enough life that they got their own reality show, but federal prosecutors proved that Todd and Julie Chrisley financed their Chrisley Knows Best lifestyle with $30 million of money they stole through a bank fraud scheme through tax evasion.
Wow.
They've maintained their innocence, blaming their accountant, who has also been found guilty of tax fraud for filing false returns. Prosecutors showed the jury something very different. As such, the couple convicted in June of submitting false documents to request loans and using their production company to hide income from the IRS. Todd has been sentenced to 12 years plus 16 months probation. Julie will go away for 7 and also serve 16 months probation and pay restitution.
A lot of people do this. They falsify their worth or whatever to get loans, right? I mean, that's what they do. So, but there's a lot of people that go to jail for this stuff. Tax evasion. The IRS loves to get famous people into jail because it sends a message to everyone else.
That's how we got Al Capone.
Yes.
It wasn't the crime. It was the, taxes.
Yeah, it wasn't killing
murders.
People. It wasn't murdering people, right?
Ironically, it's like that now. If you murder someone, you get out in 48 hours, but
tax evasion,
get the IRS. Forget about it.
So there you go. They're going to jail.
Headline, it's what's radio, but here's the headline. Jay Leno checks out of burn unit, shares first pick.
No, I don't really care. I mean, he got
it's radio.
Yeah, it's radio, so we'll skip it.
Headline, Michelle Obama grants birthday wish to woman turning 100.
Skip it. I don't.
But what's the wish, though?
Oh,
I mean, does she want her to dance the can-can? I mean, on her husband's grave or whatever. That's just it. I don't know why or what the wish was. A South Philly woman gets her 100th birthday wish granted when she gets to meet Michelle Obama. At a birthday celebration hosted by family and friends and attended by local Philadelphia lawmakers, Eloise Brown told everyone that her one wish for that birthday was to meet Michelle.
Nah.
Word made its way to Obama's team, and they sent tickets to Brown for her and her sister to attend a speech that she was giving in Philadelphia while on tour promoting her latest book. After she spoke, she got a chance to meet her and daughter Malia backstage. They were glad to see me, and I was overjoyed to see them. I can't even express it.
Hey, if you can bring a happiness to 100-year-olds, because I think I'm going to be just the grumpiest 100-year-old ever. I'm
the grumpiest 60-year-old, dude.
I mean, I'm 53, David.
No, you'll be the grumpiest, Antoine, when you get to 60.
Oh, no, I won't. I won't care.
No?
I won't care. But once I get to 100 where I'm like, I keep that line keeps coming to my head. Hey, how's life? Taking forever.
Taking forever.
That's my best line now because I'm like, if I get to 100, all my friends are dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what am I doing?
That's why you make new friends, Tony.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, don't close the door.
Baby.
Speaking of closing the door, headline, Morgan Freeman slammed for World Cup appearance.
Why is he slammed for going to the World Cup?
Let's click it then.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman is getting a red card from fans around the world today as they react to his participation in the World Cup opening ceremony in Qatar. We gather here as one big tribe, and Earth is the tent we all live in, the Oscar world told. The world as they watch, this didn't come across particularly well to fans who were upset with how Qatar has banned discussion of the LGBTQ community.
Oh, they ban a lot more than that.
Yes, they do.
But whatever. He wanted to be involved with the World Cup. He did it. And if fans want to dislike that, that's fine.
If you don't want to go see his movies anymore, that's your call.
Yeah, no doubt. If you never want to watch Shawshank again, have fun. I'm going to watch it a million times.
Mm-hmm. Click it or skip it headline. Michael J. Fox honored for Parkinson's and his film work.
I couldn't believe the amount of stars that were there that only knew him from Back to the Future. Like, I guess because that's my wheelhouse. Here's what I was thinking about that show. He, on the show, people forget he was the Republican, and he wore a tie and a suit every day, and the parents were mm-hmm. hippies. If the parents were hippies, he had portraits of Reagan
yes.
in his room, and that dynamic was fine, and we laughed at it. I'm not sure if you could do that with the teenage boy as a Trump guy and the others are hippies, right? And that
you should be able to make fun of each other on a show like that.
Yes.
That would be actually healthy for everybody.
Yes.
Not to be so butthurt every time someone makes fun of you.
But I forgot about that, My Little Republican, and mm-hmm. the dynamic and how funny that was. And I said, you couldn't do that show today.
If it's written well, you could, but if it offends somebody, you can't.
Yeah, but the amount of younger stars that only knew him from one movie. Go ahead, click.
So he was honored with the Gene Herschelt Humanitarian Award at the 13th Governor's Awards in L.A. Woody Harrelson presented the award to his Doc Hollywood co-star. I forgot that Woody was in Doc Hollywood. Touting the fact that he's raised over $1 billion for Parkinson's research since he founded his foundation back in 2000.
I think one of the bravest things was when he said when he testified to Congress
mm-hmm.
and he didn't take his medication that morning because it makes you look like a crazy person. And he said, this is me off when I don't take my meds. And it was America.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's like Magic Johnson and HIV.
Mm-hmm.
For me, at least, for Michael J. Fox, was watching him act like that. It was just America went, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously Muhammad Ali with the torch.
Yes, correct. Yep.
Showed some of the effects of Parkinson's. Click it or skip it headline. Alyssa Scott and Nick Cannon pose for final days maternity shots.
Couldn't care less. Skip it.
How many times? I guess because he's doing nothing else but procreating, he has plenty of time to do maternity shots.
It's not his fault that the damn news keeps covering it.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like I want to dislike him, but he's like, I'm not telling the media.
Right.
To
all
cover
I'm doing
the
is
story.
Just what I was born to do.
That's right.
What's up? She said she wanted it. I said, yeah. Oh, my phone's ringing. I got another one.
Yeah. headline. Kravis may be heading to Tennessee.
Click it. I have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
Kravis may be heading to Tennessee. Adios, California. Hello, Tennessee. Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker seemed to signal that he and his partner Kourtney Kardashian desire to move to the southern state on Instagram. After posing a pic of the couple in a wooded area, Kardashian commented, "Let's move there." Barker answered with an enthusiastic, yeah, before telling a commentator who invited them to move to Tennessee that they probably will eventually, although they just bought a house together in Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Everyone that I know in California loves it.
Of course.
I know that, you know, if you have money in California, it's a great state. But it's not like any other place on the planet.
No.
So if you go from LA or Santa Barbara to Tennessee, there is going to be a culture shock. Think it won't be.
A lot of folks have been moving there in Hollywood and the music industry, so they'll have some people to pal around with.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It'd just be interesting at the bait shop buying lottery tickets. Yes. I'd like to see that.
Oh, boy.
But now this could be a reality show, right? The Kardashians moved to Tennessee.
Depends on what part of Tennessee. If you go to Nashville, you'll fit right in because Nash Vegas.
That's expensive now.
Yeah, it's Nash Vegas and everybody there parties every single night. But if you go out to Knoxville or, you know, some small part of Tennessee, mm-hmm. it is like going back in time for them, at least.
Click it or skip it. Supernatural star Nikki Acox loses battle with leukemia at 47.
Oh, click it. What happened?
Leukemia. Let's see. Nikki Acox, former actress best known for her role as Meg Masters in Supernatural, died at the age of 47.
Oh.
Her sister-in-law, Susan Rob Sikowski, confirmed the news on social media. Cause of death not officially shared, but she was diagnosed with leukemia more than a year ago. Fans and colleagues have shared their sadness at the news across social media.
And the thing is, I do some stuff with, I used to, with leukemia and lymphoma, and they're making such strides with that. I'm shocked to hear this, because 90% of diagnosis of leukemia, lymphoma, blood diseases are, they live with it.
Yes.
They're not cured, but you can beat it. So I'm surprised by that news, and thoughts and prayers for sure. And I don't know this person, but there you go.
Headline, click it or skip it. Tough guy Ice T makes wifey Coco melt with motherhood compliment.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, go ahead.
See the ice thing and the melt? You see what they did there?
I get it.
When Coco Austin visited the Tamron Hall show, the host had a little surprise for her. Coco's husband, Ice-T, sent in a video he took on set of his show Law & Order SVU, in which he praised his wife for being an amazing person, which Coco took in stride, and for being a wonderful mother, and that last one put her in tear mode. Quote, this is a shout-out going to my wife, Coco. You are the most incredible person I've ever met, the nicest person I've ever met, and the best mother of Chanel that anyone could possibly imagine. I love you to death. 22 years, baby, and it gets better every day.
You're not gushy like that, at least with us, with Becky, but you two remind me of them too, because they, I think at one point they said she got sick or he was doing a film or something, and it was the first time they had not spent the day together in like 9 years or something crazy. And it was like, we see each other every day, and I can't believe that I got to go 2 days in a row without her.
Yeah, we can count on one hand the number of times we've probably been apart.
Correct. So. Yeah. And so the Ice-T thing, she runs the show. There's no question about that.
Ice-T and Coco. Beverages covered.
Good for them.
Not
for
fun beverages, they're cute. But they're covered. They are cute.
Couple, damn it.
I like successful Hollywood couples.
Yes, there's no doubt.
This one kind of intrigues me. One more headline.
Okay.
Click it or skip it. New study reveals Bruce Lee may have died from too much water.
Oh, we all thought it was head trauma because he was cracking those ice blocks with his head. And people
That's
said,
different than drinking the water, isn't it?
Correct. Go ahead. Click it.
Doctors believe they've discovered the mystery behind the brain swelling that caused Bruce Lee's death. The legendary actor died in Hong Kong at the age of 32 from brain swelling from what doctors now say was caused by drinking too much water. What? The researchers' findings are far from what people once speculated about his death, including rumors that he was assassinated by gangsters, poisoned by a jealous lover, or even being the victim of a curse. We propose that the kidney's inability to excrete excess water killed Bruce Lee, researchers write, in an upcoming issue of Clinical Kidney Journal. Got that one? I love it. Subscribe. Ironically, Lee made famous the quote, "Be water, my friend," but excess water appears to have ultimately killed him. They make the case that Lee had multiple risk factors for this, including high liquid intake, factors that could increase thirst, such as marijuana usage, and factors that debilitate the kidney's ability to excrete water, such as prescription drugs, alcohol, kidney injuries, or low solute intake.
Why is this now? I mean, why?
To sell more kidney magazines, dude.
I guess. But
I mean, every month you got to titillate.
Yeah.
Try to write a kidney magazine before you criticize.
He thought he was cursed. He would have dreams of the warrior coming to get him, and he thought he passed it on to his kid, and dun dun dun, his child died on the set from supposed to be just the thing with the rust.
The thing with Alec Baldwin?
So they thought it was whatever, he got shot in the stomach during the filming of The Crow. Was it Brandon?
Brandon Lee.
Yeah. Was
and
shot
then Jet
in
Lee.
Stomach. No, not
he's still alive.
Not related.
It is. I think. Yes, isn't he? Jet Lee?
No.
Oh no, he's L.I. Lee.
Yeah.
Not
no.
L.E.E. Lee.
No. But he. It's weird because he thought he had cursed his son. That line had been cursed. And dun dun dun. Wow.
That's one less Christian Brothers Roofing customer we have, unfortunately.
It's a terrible segue.
And ironically, but it's water. You see.
Yeah.
So Christian Brothers will keep the water off of you.
Nice save. Christian
Thank
Brothers
you.
Roofing, give them a call or go to christianbroroofing.com. They took care of my mom's house the other couple weeks ago. They literally were gone by 3 p.m. on a Friday. So they showed her in the morning, and I called and said, "How's it going?" She goes, "They just left. The roof is on. It's beautiful." She was really happy about it. Christian Brothers Roofing, they do siding, gutters, and roofs. That's it. 244-0208, commercial or residential. 244-0208. Call that right now. When my mom called, I said, "What's the number?" She gave me the estimate. I said, "Call them right back and do it. Call them right back and do it." Christian Brothers Roofing, 244-0208. Call them now. All right, back after this, we'll wrap up the show on News Radio 840 WHAS.